We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. And off the back of a massive signing deal with Berlin's Embassy of Music, we have got brand new stuff from Caravana Club. Their latest single, it is called Charlie and Ant Beard. He joins us on Ausmade tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What an exciting time with this brand new single out. You've got some big gigs coming up as well.
It's quite an amazing time, actually. We had a pretty turbulent year last year. I missed a few big changes within the band, but it's been nice to have everything revolve around this song in particular and just kind of see what's going to be unfolding. So yeah, we're excited to say the least.
So you personally kind of put this song together. Where did you find the story for Charlie from?
I guess I was kind of going through a bit of a rough trot last year, and I guess as a lot of artists do, they're kind of trying to make sense consistently of who they are and how they exist in the world. For me, a lot of that revolved around asking for help and putting my hand out and kind of telling people that I wasn't feeling 100%. And for some reason, even though that said a lot, it was a bit of a big thing for me to do, especially being quite an upbeat person as it is. So when it came to this song, I thought, oh, and then once I had kind of asked for help and told a few people, the song basically just presented itself, and I felt like I just kind of wrote it and kind of put all the lyrics together. And a lot of the song was based around a riff that the guitarist, my brother-in-law Luke, had put down in Portugal when we were touring there last year. So we just came into the space, and then we're up in the Blue Mountains, and it just kind of all came down. But in a nutshell, it's about reaching out for help, even though sometimes you might not feel like you need it. I think there's a lot of signs that we don't listen to as humans, and we don't feel like they are signs, but they're there, and it's just a bit of a reminder that there is a support network around us to help us out.
What a great message to be portraying through your creative outlet of music. Have you had a good response to it?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, I think overall, it's a song that a lot of our fans have loved, which has been such a nice part of this whole journey, because at the end of the day, when things are going on like they are in the world, you really look at your community and you really look at the people that mean the most. For us to have that reaction from them has just been absolutely incredible. And then on top of that, with this Berlin label, it's been amazing to see all these streams pouring through Berlin and Munich and all this sort of stuff. So yeah, no, it's an exciting time for Caravana Sun, for sure.
And it's exciting as well because you've got some big appearances coming up with people like Kings of Leon and Muramasi.
Yeah, so we've played a festival over in the UK once before called Boardmasters, and that's a festival which is coming up in the European summer, which is set to be okay. It's always great getting opportunities to play those festivals. I mean, some of these bands are huge idols of ours, so it's great to have the opportunity to share the stage.
And what other opportunities have you got coming up in this disrupted 2020?
There's a fair bit in the books. I mean, a lot of stuff is revolving around the label, actually, at the moment in Germany. So just having a lot of chats with them, a lot of robust conversations about perhaps spending a bit more time drinking German beer rather than in Australia. We've been a band that's gone towards where people are listening to the music and responding, and we really never saw it coming as big as it has in Germany. But for us, that's going to be a serious consideration for us this year. So maybe a few more pretzels by the Ryan might be the way to do it. So we'll see how we go.
And of course, new music?
Yeah, no doubt. We've been writing a lot lately. I'd like to say like an album already recorded, but we're kind of just going through a bunch of the songs and making sure that they feel right and they sit right with us and they're kind of delivering a message. I think over the years as a band, we've kind of gone into a few different styles and different genres. Next year is our 10th year as a band. So you kind of get that look to see back on your band and see why people are engaging with you and why people are coming to the shows. And I know that my brother-in-law and I have especially kind of underpinned exactly what that is within music. So now it's nice to create and go, that's a Caravana Sun song, you know, that is going to be sung back by 2,000 people in Germany. You know, that song is going to last and it's going to be readily played at the beach. You know, there's just a few things, if you can simplify it, people are going to love. So for us, it's about honouring what the fans want and then also what we feel is has the heart of Caravana Sun.
And how has Caravana Sun evolved over the last 10 years?
Big evolution. You know, I mean, we've gone through a few different members.
Sure.
Luke and I are the two founding members of the band. We've had long-standing members come and go. At the moment, we're a six-piece, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
And kind of a bunch of the other musicians have got an incredible drummer, James Smithers, on board, and Chris Smithson on the keys and synthesizer. And those two guys are the kind of the permanents for us at the moment. And it's just been amazing to have them on board. They're insanely creative and bringing so much to the table. So, yeah, it's a consistently evolving thing. But like anything, I feel like the name Caravana Sun and anything anybody, a group of people is working on, when you include it outside of yourself and you put it in the middle of the conversation and look after it, a lot of the time that is going to look after you.
Yeah.
So for us, we're just looking after the music and honoring what that is. And then whoever wants to come and be a part of that, and that goes for the audience as well. So no, it feels like it's in a good place.
And we were looking after some Australian audiences with some tour dates coming up. We were kicking off through March and April. With everything that's going on in the world, where should people find out the info for those shows?
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff is just keeping an eye on social media and online at the moment. We've got a bunch of news coming out later this week that will be reacting to everything that's going on.
Yes.
You know, so I've been trying to look for the silver lining in this whole thing. And I think a lot of it for us has been turning back to Charlie as a song. A lot of this lyrical content is about being together and about having the ability to know that you're not alone, even though, you know, a lot of the time this is where we've been forced to go. And I feel like that's where we're coming back. We're simplifying it as a band. We're bringing it back to the song. So, yeah, stay online. You know, we'll be putting some stuff up.
Awesome, mate. Well, we're loving the brand new single, Charlie. Thank you, Ant Beard, so much from Caravan of Sun for joining us here tonight on Ozmade.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you. G'day, guys. This is Ant Beard from Caravan of Sun, and you're listening to Ozmade, and this is our brand new single, Charlie.